And now this is a dictation for Rockland, R-O-C-K-L-A-N-D, Marshall, December 3150, addressed as a letter to Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T-P-A, 588-5052. Dear Kristen, follow up Rockland, R-O-C-K-L-A-N-D, with chronic kidney disease, last visit in July. Comes in a wheelchair, severe Parkinson. He's off drinking alcohol for 3 weeks. He admits cheating off and on. Multiple falls in a daily basis, balance, not just pain palpitation like headiness. He needs left shoulder replacement once cardiology clears him. There has been discussions about deep brain stimulation for the Parkinson. His prior smoker, more than 40 years, discontinued. Does not check blood pressure at home. Lives with a wife which has cancer. Review system done extensively. Medication list review. Carbidopa, lisinopril. Blood pressure 123/76. Weight 200. Very pleasant. Speech was normal. He appears oriented, stent free. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, overweight of the abdomen, minimal edema. There is rigidity. I don't see tremors, however. There is aortic insufficiency moderate on a prior echo. Most recent chemistries from January. Anemia 10.8, low platelets, creatinine 1.24, GFR will be upper 50s or lower 60s. Normal sodium, potassium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, low bicarbonate, high chloride. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 or better. Stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Anemia and thrombocytopenia from chronic alcohol abuse. Metabolic acidosis with high chloride. He denies, however, diarrhea, so a component of renal tubular acidosis. No EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders. Tolerating lisinopril blood pressure, other medical issues as indicated above. Come back in 6 months.